Once the first trails had been hacked through the wilderness, brave men kept pushing the boundaries of America further west. By the 1820s, they were hunting and trapping in the Rocky Mountains. The mountain men were as strong as grizzlies and as swift as rattlers. Kit Carson was one of the smallest of them, but he was one of the greatest. Kit was a saddler's apprentice in Franklin, Missouri, when he heard about the mountain men. He ran away and got a job with a trading outfit going to Santa Fe. After that, he went north to get a job as a fur trapper, but he was laughed at. "Son," he was told, "you've got to be a man to tackle these mountains." Kit decided to make himself a man. To build himself up, he broke wild horses. He took a wagon over the Santa Fe Trail. He worked in copper mines, and he learned to aim as straight as any man in the mountains. So Kit Carson became a mountain man. He learned the hidden paths, and he learned to trap beaver and to fight Indians. In time, he took his own trapping expedition into the mountains. One day, he went out alone to get food for the camp. He shot a deer. Then he looked up and found himself facing a ferocious grizzly. Kit had no time to reload his rifle. He raced for the nearest tree. The bear tried hard to get him. It even tried to knock the tree down. But the tree didn't break, and the bear finally gave up and went away. When Kit wasn't tangling with unfriendly grizzlies, he was often tangling with unfriendly Indians. One day, Kit and five of his men faced a couple of hundred Comanches. They decided to chance a fight. Kit and his men killed their mules to use them as shields. "The Indians won't be able to get their ponies to come near those dead critters," Kit said. He was right. The Indians charged, but the charge split in the middle, and the horses raced by on either side of the dead mules. Again the Indians charged, but Kit and his men raced to the other side of their mules and held them off. Without food or water in the blazing sun, Kit and his men held off the Comanches all that day. Finally, at sunset, the Indians gave up and went away. Like the grizzly bear, they knew they just couldn't lick Kit Carson.
My foot's in the stirrup, my pony won't stand. Goodbye, old Pate, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old Pate, I'm leaving Cheyenne. My foot's in the stirrup, my pony won't stand. Goodbye, old Pate, I'm leaving Cheyenne. I'm leaving Cheyenne, I'm off to Montana. My foot's in the stirrup, my pony won't stand. Good.